Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
No, I'm not going to do that. The Chris Broussard intro is out. I am Aaron Torres, joined by Bucky Brooks. This is Fox Sports Radio's Odd Couple. As you heard, Chris and Rob are out. Aaron Torres, Bucky Brooks are in. Bucky, I saw you smirking at that intro. So it's funny that we're going to start right here because I've done two shows this week on the Odd Couple. And we have to do the, so which one of us is the one that throws money at the poll? Which one of us is at the pew on Sunday? So I'm not going to put you on the spot right now, but you know, I mean, it is the theme of the show.
Can you do both? Can you throw money at the poll before you go to the pew?
Well, see, my whole thing is I'm a man of honesty. I'm a stand-up guy, and I'm not going to say that I have never thrown money at the poll. Now, I'm not the Rob Parker put them all the way through college guy. As I was telling Rob Guerra last night, I'm more of like a few swipes on the meal card kind of guy than I am pay the full tuition. So, but anyway, this is the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. First of all, Bucky, you doing well, man? I know you've been traveling a lot with the Jaguars and all that stuff.
Yeah, no, everything is great, man. I'm glad to be on with my guys. See, we can talk about all the craziness that's going on in the league. All of it. It's always fun.
Well, see, and that's the disappointing part. There's so much great stuff. Not disappointing working with you. I love working with you. But what's disappointing is there's so much great stuff going on in the National Football League right now. We got college starting up here in 2 days with week zero. But unfortunately, this COVID situation just will not go away. And I hate that we still have to talk about this, but there was a ton of news that came out today. Ryan Tannehill, among those Tennessee Titans, along with the coach Mike Vrabel, testing positive. He now has to stay away from the team for the foreseeable foreseeable future until he gets two negative COVID tests. You have on the opposite spectrum Cole Beasley, who continues to be very vocal about not wanting to get the vaccine. You and I have talked about it. Everybody on this network has talked about whether guys should be required to or not. I bring it all up to say, Bucky, you know, you're in these locker rooms, you talk to coaches, general managers, players, etc. Where are we at? Are we making progress? And I just look at a situation like the Ryan Tannehill thing and I say, if this thing is happening in the middle of August, there is zero doubt in my mind that unless we change this protocol, which I want to get into at some point here in the next few minutes, but unless we change this protocol, this ain't going to stop once it gets colder and we actually get into cold and flu season.
No, it definitely is not going to stop. I think it's just kind of like the tip of the iceberg when it comes to just seeing the reemergence of COVID outbreaks within locker rooms and those things. And what you would like to think is, as a team, maybe you've headed off some of the potential for it to completely wreck a week or wreck a season by having like high vaccination numbers. But given everyone's personal decision, as a team, you're really limited in terms of what you're able to do. I think one of the things that we'll have to monitor is cutdown weekend is coming, cutdown day is coming, and then the flood of players that hit the streets as free agents. How many unvaccinated players will be picked up, or will it be a thing where they're kind of shunned and cast aside while teams pick up vaccinated players because the protocols are different for those who are vaccinated as opposed to those who aren't?
Yeah, well, that's something that I think it goes without saying. I mean, we're going to talk about Cam Newton later in the show here about, you know, is he putting his own job at risk by refusing to get vaccinated? But it goes without saying that obviously anybody that does have the vaccine probably will get priority if they are on the fringes. Do you think we need to change? Because I look at this, and to me, I'll be honest, I don't think the protocol makes very much sense because I understand the idea of wanting to, in theory, reward the players who got the vaccine. I get it. I think that's a good thing. But at the same time, one of two things has to happen. One, you're still testing them every 14 days, and when you have that situation, you're actually, I feel like you're kind of making it worse, because if you care about everybody's safety, vaccinated or unvaccinated, then you have guys walking around the locker room that frankly, you know, might have this thing for 3, 4, 5 days, get other people infected, but you're only testing them once every 14 days. So if we really care about player safety, I feel like we got to ramp it up. On the other side, I also think you're punishing the guys who have done what is asked of you. It has been such a hot button topic, frankly, for months, dating back to Jalen Ramsey's comments, which I think were in June or July. I just look at this and I just think, man, we got to figure. We're kind of, I feel like it's, Bucky, it's like this 1 foot in, 1 foot out thing. We kind of have to do something, but we don't want to, but we should. But we, I don't know. I don't think this policy is working the way that it was intended.
No, I think here's the thing. The NFL doesn't want to wreck business. And yes. So here, like, you're coming off historic losses for teams based on the lack of fans that were able to go to games a season ago. And the last thing you want to do is to affect the economic model that you've created. Yes, there have been a bunch of TV deals and over-the-top service streaming deals and stuff that were signed that was kind of designed to kind of reimburse the owners for some of that money, reimburse the owners and the players for some of the money. But if you begin to have like massive cancellations, postponements, and those things, you go right back in the hole the way that you were a year ago. And so what owners are trying to do is they're trying to make sure that there's a full slate of games that is played, because that is what was agreed upon with the TV deals and those things. If you begin to have these absences, it creates these problems. And so the bottom line is we can talk about player safety and those other things. But ownership and the NFLPA, the union, they want these games played. And so you have a rub in how do you go about doing it? How do you go about protecting the players while also ensuring that the product is going to take place as it always has?
So if it is about the bottom line and it is about, you know, getting in games. Okay, we get it. Everybody needs to get in games. We need to make back money, all that stuff. Why don't we just not test the vaccinated players? What would be the reaction in the locker room? And I know this is a polarizing topic. Everyone has a different opinion. But there's a lot. There are tens of millions of people that have to go to work every day that are vaccinated that don't have the luxury of being able to get tested on the way in or have their coworkers tested on the way in. People still got to go to work all the time. I don't know if that's a players union union thing. I don't know if it's a players issue. I don't know how many guys in the locker room would push back on that. That's just what stands out to me, and it goes back to the NBA, I think it was the Western Conference Finals, when we find out that Chris Paul, fully vaccinated, mm-hmm. has to miss the first two games. And I said, well, wait a second now. This guy did what was asked of him. By all reports, I believe he was asymptomatic. On top of that, what you're doing is you're punishing him by not letting him play while also protecting the guys that haven't done what is asked of you. I understand that there's different opinions on this and all that stuff, but is that at all a possibility to just say, if you're vaccinated and you're comfortable not getting tested, we're not going to bother you?
I mean,
you can say no, but
I mean, I hear you, but here's the problem. And I think here's the problem, because it's such an intertwined deal, right? If we're just talking about the game and we're just talking about the players as players and just what they bring as on-field entities, then yes, you want to eliminate the testing for those who are vaccinated, because then you kind of ensure that everyone is going to be able to play once they've been able to take the shot. The problem is, the players are more than just players.
Sure.
Like, they have families that they are connected to at home, immediate and even extended family that may be suffering with issues that they want to be aware of and those things. And so it would be irresponsible of the league to ignore some of those factors by saying, you know what, you're vaccinated, no testing or whatever, because ultimately some of that stuff is going to trickle into the home life. And the last thing that the NFL wants is to be kind of caught or held responsible or liable for an issue that takes place for one of their prominent players at home because they elected not to test and the virus took hold and created something that was hopefully not severe, but something that was significant and damaging.
I was afraid you were going to say that. And I don't really have a good comeback for that. But I get it. I see all the sides to it. And I'm not Mr. Like, you know, you and I were doing a show a few weeks ago, and I said, like, I think the NFL as an employer has every right to demand whatever they expect of their employees. I just feel bad that guys like Ryan Tannehill, guys like Mike Vrabel, guys that have done what have been asked of them are being punished. Is there any kind of, what is the resolution? Because, again, I think we can just brush it under the rug. Oh, this is just how it's going to be. Yeah, tell me that when it's week five and Tom Brady's going to New England and Tampa has a bunch of vaccinated players that have to sit out. Again, it's about player safety. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. But what I am saying is there's going to be a lot of unhappy people at Foxborough, on the TV networks, in the Tampa locker room. Whatever. I'm not.
Yeah, I mean,
go ahead.
So, I mean, here's the thing. The grind is real. And what it has seemingly happened, people got vaccinated, some, and let their guard down. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that were stringent measures before, social distancing, masking, all of those things, people have gotten lax. And so now, if you are a coach, if you're ownership, what you have to stress to your team is you have to protect your team. So those people who are going anywhere and everywhere and beginning to kind of live life, maybe even recklessly because they were felt like they were invincible because of the vaccine,
yeah,
they now have to dial it back, and you have to always remember. And so it's about making sure that you can convey to your team what is important, how they need to go about it, and how they need to protect themselves at the facility and away from the facility to make sure that the team is able to play the games. Because if there's a forfeiture and neither team can get paid, that's when you have serious issues. And so they have to make sure that they're protecting one another.
Yeah, and it's interesting you bring all that up, because Tom Brady, the Tampa Bay Bucks, you know, Bruce Arians actually came out and said today that no family, you know, we're going back to basically our COVID protocols from last year during the season. So I just asked it. Is there an answer? Is there a solution where we get to a better place? Because like you said, and first of all, yes, you got to be more careful. You got to be more responsible when you're away from the facility, all that stuff. I guess just what I'm trying to figure out is there a way that we can avoid, outside of a total, complete, 100% vaccination within the league, which I just don't think is going to happen based on, you know, some of the comments from some guys. Is there any way to just basically keep the product the way that it is? You talked about it being a business. We all love it. We all love tuning in on Sundays. And again, I would just, I guess, I would feel bad. I would feel bad for Ryan Tannehill if he can't be with his guys. Imagine if the Tennessee Titans, somebody misses a playoff game, loses a crucial game because guys are testing positive when they're vaccinated. I'm not saying it's right, wrong, it's this, that. Is there anything that you know of, you're so plugged in the league, that can be done to make this problem a little bit less of a problem?
You're going to have to create independent bubbles within your football team. Some of the things that was talked about, some of the things that were enacted last year, the teams did to go through drastic measures, making sure that you always kept one quarterback away from the other quarterback so you wouldn't have the Denver Broncos situation. Making sure that everyone, is literally in a bubble. Maybe removing family members and those things away. And I'm saying these are very, very hard and difficult decisions. But now that you're in it, and now that the league is going and everything is kind of operating the way that it's operating, and it looks like it's going back towards peak COVID times, teams are going to have to be proactive when it comes to creating these bubbles of space to protect not only teammates from one another, but protect the team from not having to give up games. Because one thing that will cause a significant issue, a huge issue in the locker room, I'm telling you, there's a forfeiture. People are having to go through all of this and they're not getting paid. That is a major, major, major issue.
Well, TJ Houshmandzadeh, I filled in with 2 days ago, put it succinctly. He said, we're fighting. We're fighting. If I don't get my check because you didn't get your shot, we're fighting. So, and I know he speaks for a lot of guys. So this is Fox Sports Radio. I'm Aaron Torres, joined by Bucky Brooks, filling in for Rob and Chris. Coming up, hate to do it, but we're going to stick with the topic. Did one NFL starting quarterback lose his job this week because he refused to get vaccinated? This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-Hour Philosophy Show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome back, everybody. Fox Sports Radio. This is The Odd Couple. TV theme song Thursday, Bucky Brooks. That's a mouthful right there. TV theme song Thursday. Rob and Chris are out. Aaron Torres, Bucky Brooks are in. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the U.S. to take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations may apply. So before the break, Buck, we were talking about this crazy, never-ending vaccination stuff. And really, it has unfortunately been a huge topic this week, not only with the teams that we talked about, the Bills, the Titans, etc., but also with the New England Patriots. Cam Newton, there's a miscommunication, if you will, about his testing when he's traveling. No one knows officially, but basically he would not have had to test if he was vaccinated. And so because of it, it has come out that essentially that he is unvaccinated. Meanwhile, some guy named Mac Jones goes to a split squad camp yesterday, or a joint practice, I should say, and tears it up. 25 of 28, I think, is what I saw. 18 straight touchdown passes. So, Bucky, I'll ask you, is Cam Newton about to lose his job because he refused to get vaccinated?
He opened the door.
Yes.
I mean, he certainly opened the door for Mac Jones to kind of slide in and potentially take it over. I mean, Aaron, this is, I mean, let's just use radio.
Sure.
For instance, let's say you have the Aaron Torres show and you're doing your thing and you're always there, or you don't have a show. It's not your name, but you're on a show. So it's like Fox Sports Saturdays. You and I, we kind of get down for a long time, but then you decide to take a couple days off and then someone else fills in. And then me and that person begin to have good chemistry or whatever. And then you take some more days off and then we continue to build this chemistry. And then everyone up top notices, man, Buck and Radio X, they kind of got a nice little thing, and then you're ready to come back, and they're like, well, hold on, you just kind of want to mess around with this combination, just kind of see what it is.
Yep.
That's what Cam Newton created, because he has now given Mac Jones an opportunity to not only practice with the starters, but then he got a chance to participate in a very competitive environment with the starters against another team. Also gave the coaches a full week to just, hey, let's just see what it would be like if we were going to game plan for Mac Jones being our quarterback. What would this look like? And then you begin to see and you begin to have success. And then Mac Jones goes out there and has 18 straight completions in practice. The ball doesn't hit the ground. And then you're the old Patriots coaches who've been there forever, and they remember what it was like when Tom Brady was there and how they used to play with Tom Brady. And they're not saying that Mac Jones is Tom Brady, but is very comfortable playing this way, because it's kind of like those old shoes that you have in the closet that they just feel so comfortable on your feet that you just know. That's what Cam Newton allowed the Patriots to go back and get a feel for those old loafers. And so now he comes back, and if Cam Newton goes back and the offense feels a little clunky, you're trying to break in things that you don't really want to do, but you will do. But then you've seen what it's like with Mac Jones and you're comfortable. And most of us always skew towards comfort over difficulty. And so he has created a situation where the Patriots could be more comfortable with Mac Jones being the starting quarterback at some point.
Yeah, I should mention, you mentioned former Patriots coaches, old Patriots coaches. Charlie Weiss will join us, former Patriots, obviously, offensive coordinator, won a bunch of rings with them. He will join us here in about 5 to 10 minutes. And that was something that we talked about a lot yesterday, is the idea that, there's this saying of, you can never lose your job, or you should never lose your job when you're injured. But what I was saying on this show yesterday is that it's no different than you were talking last segment about players that are unvaccinated that are on the practice squad or competing for that 53rd spot on the team. Is I feel like if you're on the margins, you got to do whatever you can to make sure to put yourself in the best position where it is not going to be an issue going forward. And Cam isn't on the margins in the sense of being a guy that's in danger of being cut or on the street tomorrow. But he doesn't have this job locked up either. He isn't Kirk Cousins. He isn't Lamar Jackson. And that was what stood out to me, is I don't want to see a guy lose a job. I like watching Cam Newton play, But at the same time, we know that, you know, he's been on the wrong end. He's been on, he's had some injuries the last couple of years. His statistics are kind of all over the place. And now all of a sudden, not only do you leave, but Mac Jones balls out. It just sets up a situation where you might not have a job to come back to in a couple of days.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing for me. I'm a big Cam Newton advocate. I do believe that he was set up to have success this year after playing last year with limited weapons. And I still think that kind of factors into Bill Belichick. He wants to see what he looks like with all of the weapons. Can they get it going? Can they play old school smash mouth football like they used to and win? But when he does those things, and I think maybe what's different is he got it signed off by the team. That's the one thing.
Okay.
He got it signed off by the team. The team gave him permission to go have the medical situation away from facilities, and it cost him. So if you're Cam, you're like, whoa, I tried to do this the right way. I shouldn't be penalized because of maybe misinformation that I received that created an opportunity for Mac to go play because I wasn't allowed back in the building. So that might be, I won't say the saving grace, but that certainly could factor into the situation. Regardless, he did let Mac Jones run his team for a few days, and people are excited, even though I feel like that fan base wants to see Mac Jones anyway. I feel like when you read the reports and those things, even watching the games and then reading reports about the same games that you and I watch, it's a little it's a little skewed and different. But
sure,
look, man, perception becomes reality, and it's one of those things where if you keep giving the young guy opportunities, and if the young guy seizes the opportunity, at some point the young guy is going to be the starting quarterback because he is a first-rounder. And ultimately, first-rounders do get a bite of the apple.
Really quick, and that was going to be my next question, is we all know that they want Mac Jones to be the eventual long-term starter. Just real quick, because we got to get to David Gascon here in a minute, but where are you at just in Mac Jones as a prospect in general? Because I've been arguing this, screaming it from the mountaintop since right around the NFL draft last year. I'm not saying I would have taken him over Trevor Lawrence. I'm not saying I would have taken him over Justin Fields. I like Justin Fields coming out of Ohio State, whatever. But the idea that it was so inconceivable that this guy who put up historic numbers at Alabama last year could be a good NFL quarterback, it blew my mind, okay? Because real quick, I know he had more talent than anybody in college football around him last year. But you know what? Tua had even more talent the year before, was coming off hip surgery, and he went top five. Joe Burrow had plenty of talent around him at LSU. He went number one overall. So I've always felt like it. I felt like, I don't know if it's because, let's be honest, he doesn't look good with his shirt off. He doesn't look like an athlete. He's got, you know, whatever it is. I just feel like the guy's been getting a raw deal since before the draft when there were the reports, obviously, that he could go as high as number three to the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, it's going to be longer than a minute for me to answer this. So we'll have to get it on the other side.
Okay.
But here's what I will say. When you look at Mac Jones's talent compared to the other guy's talent, he's not nearly as naturally talented as those guys. And so that was some of the conversation. And remember, it wasn't so much about Mac Jones going to the Patriots. It was Mac Jones going three
yes.
to the 49ers. And when you think about a top five pick, typically top five picks have to have enough superpowers to justify why they were top five selections. That said, the big thing that you have to do when you're a scouting unit evaluation business, what you say prior to the draft is one thing. But
yes.
now that we know where he is, you have to envision how is he going to play in the scheme that he's in. If you look at how the Patriots have gotten down for two decades, he is a fit. Fit in scheme is really important in the evaluation process, and he fits the way the Patriots typically have played with their quarterbacks going forward.
Well, you know who knows about how the Patriots play with the quarterbacks? Charlie Weiss. He will join us after the break, but first let's get to David Gascon with what's trending.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Thank you, David Gascon. This is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. I am Aaron Torres alongside Bucky Brooks, filling in for Chris and Rob. I believe we are efforting Charlie Weiss. Charlie Weiss is available, so let's bring him in. Four-time Super Bowl champ, former Notre Dame head coach, spent a ton of time with these New England Patriots, and of course, follow him on Twitter, at Charlie Weiss Sr. Coach Weiss, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're doing well. We're doing well. We're actually talking about one of your former teams, the New England Patriots. What do you think, whatever you could share, is going on behind the scenes this week? Cam Newton, obviously he's in COVID protocol. Mac Jones was phenomenal in a closed-door joint practice yesterday. Do you believe that you know, the conversation is ramping up about getting Mac those first-team reps in week one, or do you believe it's more of a we're going to ease him in and still keep Cam Newton under center in week one?
Well, I think until this thing went down with Cam, I think clearly Cam was, you know, 1A and Mac was in the bullpen. You know, I think that Cam's had a nice camp. He's beloved in the building. He does everything the right way. He's totally with, even with his big personality, everyone loves him up there. The players love him. The coaches love him. And you know, we know that mechanically Cam's got some problems. That's no big secret. And part of the problem last year was him, but he was only part of the problem. And so far from after two preseason games, you know, he's played good enough. He hasn't been beaten out, let's just say that. But this latest episode, you know, I don't know exactly what happened, but let's do the math. They have a preseason game on a Thursday. So in all likelihood, they came in on Friday, watched the tape, and then got a couple days off. So in all likelihood, he went back to Carolina or wherever his family was to go see his kids and then came back. Now, I know everyone's talking about COVID and, you know, testing, but I don't even know if testing came into play in this situation. I think the fact that we clearly, you know, can read between the lines and see he's unvaccinated. You know, the fact that, you know, he left the area, that puts him in the program. Now, if you were Belichick, okay, and you were Josh McDaniels, how annoyed would you be? So the kid goes out on the first practice first day against the Giants and just lights it up. He completes 85% of his passes with the good guys. I mean, he was phenomenal. Now, from what I understand, it wasn't as good today. Threw an early interception, you know, had a bunch of good plays again today, but, you know, not as dominant as he was the first day. But I think that what Cam did is he at least opened the door for this discussion to take place. You know, I don't think they wanted to start Mac. I think they wanted to start Cam, but I think that they're probably pretty annoyed at whatever went down this past weekend.
I can appreciate that, Coach Weiss. So I want to go back because I was a member of the Carolina Panthers Super Bowl 38 when you guys came back and won. It was a great win. You guys were kind of doing the thing in the early 2000s. And when I look at this Patriots team, it really reminds me of the teams that you guys had in the early 2000s, where it was a high-efficient passing game, a running game, and a defense that was really stellar. So when you think about the prospect of playing a young quarterback like Mac Jones, do you believe that the blueprint is already in place to be able to be successful with Mac Jones playing if he has to play?
Well, Bucky, I was on record with multiple people from New England. I was on record in February saying this is the guy they need to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I followed Mac from his early days in Alabama. You know, my kid was there when he first got to Alabama. So I followed Jalen, then I followed Tua, you know, then I followed Mac. And the thing about Mac is, you know, he's been exposed to pro coaching. You know, Dable was his offensive coordinator there for earlier in his career. And then, you know, when, you know, you throw in Sarkisian on top of it, you know, you got some guys that, you know, expose them to more than just standing at the line of scrimmage and calling every play from the sideline. I think if there's one of these rookies that was exposed to pro coaching the most, it would be him. I think that he feels very comfortable. And he reminds me, I'm not proclaiming this kid to be Tommy Brady. I'm not that stupid. Okay, but that's who he reminds me of. The way he handles himself, that's what he reminds me of.
Charlie Weiss joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. This is The Odd Couple, Bucky Brooks and Aaron Torres. Coach, for the record, I was not part of any teams that played against you guys in the Super Bowl, so I can't follow up Bucky's question any better than that. But with that said, Mac Jones is kind of one of those interesting guys where he may be starting, he may not be. What about the guys like Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence? You know their back is up against the wall. You know very much there isn't very much talent around them. How would you as a coach help get those guys prepared, knowing the pass rush is coming, this game is moving fast for you, and oh, by the way, we got to get you out there in week one because the owner expects it, the fan base expects it, et cetera?
Well, they're playing because there's no talent. You know, the reason why they're playing is because they really don't have to beat anyone out. Now, no disrespect to Gardner Minshew, who I kind of like some, but the reason why you draft first is because you're the crummiest team. So in those two cases, nobody expects Jacksonville or the Jets to be competing for a championship this year. So if these guys are the quarterbacks for the future, why wait for a year or two to put them in there? Now, that being said, you know, it happened more this week in the Jacksonville game than the Jet game, because I think Zach Wilson actually played pretty well in the Jet game. But, you know, I'm sitting there watching the Jacksonville game, and two of the five offensive linemen weren't playing in the game. Well, I can tell you that he needs all five of those starting offensive linemen, because what you need to do is do a whole lot of what he feels comfortable with and forget about trying to be too creative. Do the things that he does the best so that you set him up for success. And I think that too many times coaches fall into that trap. A, they have a zillion ideas, but guess what? You know, the team can't perform them, or the quarterback can't handle them. I think he's just going to find his comfort zone and just do a lot of that and expand from there.
You know, Coach, here's something that I've been hearing about when I talk to coaches around the league. I feel like the league is about to shift back to more under-center play from the quarterback. Could you explain briefly why it's beneficial for quarterbacks to operate under-center some when it comes to the play-action game?
Well, I mean, how much of a play-action really is there when a quarterback's in the shotgun? I mean, really? I mean, you're a defensive player. The ball's right in front of your face. The fake's in front of the quarterback, not behind you. I mean, there's really not much of a play fake. So there's really only you might get caught for a step, but that's it. Whereas when guys are coming downhill, truly downhill, and coming right at you, well, you put those linebackers in a bind. I remember talking when I was a young coach in the league, talking to Joe Gibbs. And he told me he never threw a play-action pass that wasn't designed to go more than 15 yards down the field. And I was intrigued by that, and I asked him why. He said, well, if the linebackers are stepping up, why wouldn't I want to throw behind them? And, you know, how simple of an answer is that? You know, but when you're in a shotgun, it doesn't have that type of an effect. But when you're underneath center and you're playing hardball, and they see those linebackers see you coming right downhill, and those safeties that are in safety force see you coming right downhill, it has a totally different effect on those defensive players when you're coming from that direction.
Last one for me, Coach. Obviously a big buzz about the Jacksonville Jaguars in good and bad ways so far this fall. Just take us through what it must be like or what it is like for Urban Meyer making that transition from the college game to the pros. You obviously did the inverse going to Notre Dame. And, you know, there's already some scuttlebutt coming out of camp that he's too collegiate, all that kind of stuff. Just take us into that transition and what Coach Meyer must be going through right now.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Well, Urban doesn't call the plays. You know, he lets the coaches run the offense. But you could see right now there's a lot of elements of spread in their offense. The question is that in there because Urban wants that in there, or is Urban doing that for Trevor Lawrence? You know, because Clemson did a lot of that. So he might have that in there to try to accommodate putting the kid into a comfort zone. So before we, you know, shoot the messenger, you know, let's wait and see how this all plays out, because I think they're going through some trial and error right now. You know, when you're putting in your whole playbook, it's a hell of a lot more difficult than when you're doing game plans. Because when you're doing game plans, you're just worrying about that one game. You're not worrying about the 1,000 things you have in your playbook. You're worrying about the 100 that you need to know for that game. So, I mean, I promise you, you're putting in 10% or less for a game plan of what you got in your whole playbook.
He's Charlie Weiss, 4-time Super Bowl champ with the New England Patriots. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at Charlie Weiss Sr. Coach Weiss, we appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us.
All right. Have a wonderful evening. I'm glad the season's about ready to start.
Thanks, yes, sir. Coach. Thank you, Coach. This is Fox Sports Radio. I'm Aaron Torres alongside Bucky Brooks. That was Charlie Weiss, who just joined us. Coming up, more NFL talk. Has the league finally caught up to a former MVP? We discuss Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Welcome back, everybody. Fox Sports Radio. This is The Odd Couple. Rob and Chris out. Aaron Torres, Bucky Brooks in. Dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. This is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. As mentioned, Aaron Torres in alongside Bucky Brooks. Make sure you're following Bucky on Twitter, at Bucky Brooks. I am at Aaron_Torres. So, Bucky, I don't want to put words in your mouth because I'm not going to lie. I only vaguely remember this story, but I remember last year around draft time, you kind of came out with this Lamar Jackson. What was the term?
Let him graduate.
Graduate. Yes.
Let him graduate.
Okay.
Graduate.
Well, a stumble on the way to graduation, because there was a report this week that some people in the league think that the league is finally ready to catch up with Lamar Jackson this year. Now, anybody that listens to The Odd Couple knows I kind of gave my spiel on this yesterday. Lamar basically has been the same guy since his freshman year at Louisville. We're going on like 7 years now, and nobody has been able to slow him down yet. I know his numbers were a little bit down last year, but if you look at the last five games, they scored over 30 points four times. I think it's a bunch of nonsense, Bucky Brooks, but I know that in the past, you know, you've said some stuff about Lamar. Listen, man, I love strong opinions. I respect it. So where are you at with Lamar? Are you worried? Has the league finally caught up to Lamar Jackson?
No, the league hasn't caught up with Lamar Jackson. My graduation comments had to do with more a team maximizing the rookie deal
gotcha.
To give them opportunities to win a Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson, here's what I'll say. The thing about Lamar Jackson and the debate that people have with Lamar Jackson is baffling to me because, look, this guy has been, as you said, the same since he's been in Louisville. He's been a dominant player each and every level. Each and every year, he puts up great numbers. His off year, last year, he still had a touchdown to interception ratio and a passer rating that was better than Matthew Stafford, who we're hailing as the savior with the Rams.
I'm thinking.
I just think that it's a situation where so many people have a vested interest in hoping that Lamar Jackson fails because prior to the draft, they were not on the Lamar Jackson bandwagon, and everybody in the evaluation business wants to be right. There are many people that are waiting to issue out I told you so's, and I just don't think it's going to happen. I think if anything, when it comes to being figured out, a lot of it was centered on Greg Roman and his offensive scheme being figured out, because when you think about the passing game part of it, that has always been the part that has really been lagging, going all the way back to Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick. Now you have Lamar Jackson. That's been the issue. But I think in terms of Baltimore, their offense, the run game, yeah, I don't have any issue. As long as Baltimore doesn't try and deviate too much, I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, I don't really get the argument either. I guess I do now that you explain it, that so many people want this guy to fail, not because they don't like him personally.
The opinions. You want your opinion to be right.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. When I come on this airwaves, I want every single one to be right. I like Justin Fields more than Zach Wilson. I'm not saying I want Zach Wilson to fail, but if Justin Fields throws five touchdowns in his first game, I won't be mad either. So I get it. I get, and I think part of it is, and you haven't been in the media, you do some writing, so you understand. I do think part of it is, like, it's just the media climate that we live in, where I do think some reporters, and I'm not blaming this specific guy, but, you know, you hear one thing from one person and you feel like you got to run with it. And I know there was maybe more than one. It was two, three, whatever, in the initial report. But I just look at Lamar Jackson, and one, it's like I said, he has this, nobody slowed him down in 5 years. Everyone said they would, you know, the second year he came back to Louisville after he won the Heisman. Oh, we're going to catch up this year. Actually, he was better that year. Comes to the NFL. Oh, they'll figure him out. Well, doesn't figure him out. Plays in the play. Doesn't. And then last year, as you said, he was coming off an MVP season. Like, the guy wasn't. It's hard to improve off being an MVP in any given season. And like I said, too, you look at the last five games. It's one thing if you're regressing going into the back half of the season and things are getting worse. The last five games, cold weather in Baltimore in the AFC North, 34 points against Dallas, 47 in that Monday night game against Cleveland, 40 against Jacksonville, 27 against the Giants, 38 against the Bengals. I understand some of those teams weren't very good, but when you're putting up 35, 38, 40 points a game in the NFL as a starting quarterback, especially at the end of the season, again, it's one thing if it's the first five games. When it's the last five games going into a playoff where you then win a playoff game, I don't want to hear it.
I mean, it's one of those things where 30-7 is Lamar Jackson's record as a starter. Ultimately, quarterbacks are judged on their ability to win games. And we can throw out a lot of stats, and we can put up these individual statistics and passing yards and passer rating and those things. But the most important job for the quarterback is to be able to win games and to do whatever is necessary for the team to win games. And Lamar Jackson has done that. Back-to-back years with 1,000 rushing yards. He's coming off an MVP from 2 years ago. I think you'd be hard-pressed to say that Lamar Jackson isn't in the conversation as a top 10 quarterback. And some would say based on his total overall game, I think you have to really view him as a top five playmaker in this league.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt that he is a top five playmaker. And I just, like I said, I just think it's an absurd opinion to have. And listen, like you said, everybody wants to be right. I get it. But this guy has basically been awesome for about 6 years since he burst on the scene at Louisville. This is the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. I'm Aaron Torres, Bucky Brooks filling in for Rob Parker. More NFL coming up. Bucky, you just mentioned Matt Stafford. Want to get a little bit to the Rams. Josh Allen, some people talking about him behind the scenes as well. Urban Meyer. A lot going on. Bucky Brooks, Aaron Torres in Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.